Just going back a few years, this year is the 50th anniversary of the moon landings. Do you have any memories of that time?
Well, I remember it because I was sort of almost militantly not interested in it. I refused to watch it. Well, not refused, but I didn't watch it. And I remember talking about it being a gigantic waste of money and so on. So and I was at a college in Cambridge that was mainly engineers and scientists, Churchill, and of course they were all absolutely fascinated by it, and I just deliberately took no interest in it. And I do regret that now. I was a historian, and I think it was an important historical event, but at the time, no. So I do remember it, but I remember it for slightly odd reasons.
Slightly different reasons, yeah. Do you remember anything else about sort of like that year? Any major happenings, what you were wearing, the cars?
Gosh. Well, another piece of militancy that has survived with me is that I'm a militant non-driver. I have never learned to drive. And that goes way back to that sort of period.
Mm.
So I never took any interest in cars, and I still don't. No, for me, the late 60s, well, it was, you know, a time of political upheaval in universities, which I wasn't really a very strong part of, but it was all around you.
Mm-hmm.
I was, even then, more interested really in walking wildlife. And so my, what I did through my student years, every summer, apart from working in a student job selling deck chair tickets on Eastbourne Beach, I would then hitchhike round and walk and climb in the north of Scotland and the Western Isles and the Orkneys and Shetland, and in West Wales as well, in Pembrokeshire. That's the sort of thing I've done ever since, really. So
brilliant.
That was my student years were very unadventurous, really, you know, where people were even then going off to on the hippie trail to Kathmandu or whatever.
Mm.
I went to Cape Wrath.
Lovely.
Just as difficult to get to, actually.
Yes, quite as remote. Lovely, thank you, Bert.